capital letters, have a stripper pole in this house.
27 feet.
Yeah, 30.
So we're seeing a 27-foot drop.
So we just wanted to ask you...
Excuse me, this is a senator-only elevator.
I'm not satisfied. The solution that he found...
You know how many people buy guns and dip?
You blew it!
World famous Phil Henry Show, every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast, 4 a.m. on the East Coast, the news, talk, and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about, where truth is our bitch and where we take you on an Alice in Wonderland trip through the old looking glass, baby. Media, news, issues, the way you think of things, the way you don't think of things. Shutter Island is number one at the box office again. Woo! I guess. Plus, Pelosi says the health care bill is bipartisan, even though the Republicans won't vote for it, or didn't vote for it, or wouldn't vote for it, or will never, ever, ever vote for it. They had a big impact on it nonetheless. So in her mind, and probably it's not a bad estimation, good for you, Nancy, that it is bipartisan to a degree. 877-876-PHIL. It's the world-famous Phil Henry Show, and we have a story here that we're going to tell you a little bit about. We're also going to be talking with a man who has run up against the same thing in taking photographs in local public places, particularly in malls. His name is Art Griego. He's going to join us. He's a retired airline pilot. But in Sunderland, England, bizarre story, a father was told he was not allowed to take pictures of his four-year-old son. This is his own four-year-old son. And he was told, you are not allowed to take pictures of this child at this Sunderland shopping center because of fears he could be a pedophile. All right, now... It's your kid's your kid, right? Nonetheless, Kevin Schuen, who lives in Kent, was challenged by a security guard at the Bridges Shopping Center after photographing his son, Ben, on a child's train ride. He was asked if he could prove Ben was his son, and he was later quizzed by a police officer who was called to the center. Now, bosses at the shopping center have apologized to this man for the misunderstanding. But nonetheless, it was quite a, I'm sure, a bizarre and traumatic incident for the father. Mr. Schuen, he's 48 years of age, said he and his son had visited the shopping center after Ben was given money from his grandfather to buy a toy. His wife had suggested taking a picture of the son on the mobile phone camera after the train-obsessed youngster boarded the ride. The security guard then approached and told him it was against the center's policy. It was against the center's policy, and he could be a pedophile. It was the father. Mr. Schuen said that then the security guard said there was no way of, he said there was no way that I could prove that what I was doing was innocent because I couldn't actually prove that I was his father. I told him Ben was my own son and that he was blowing everything out of proportion. 5 or 10 minutes later, a police officer approached, asked for my name and address. I raised my voice as I was getting a little annoyed by this stage, and he threatened to arrest me for a breach of the peace, as they say in jolly old England. I could have understood if I'd been observed hanging about, but I had walked up with my wife and with my son. In a statement, the Bridges said safety was taken very seriously at all of its shopping centers. Art Griego on the line with us. Art, you're a photographer. Have you ever heard of such a thing?
Well, you know something. Unfortunately, Phil, yes, I have. And it happens, not just in Great Britain. It happens here in the United States. I take pictures in shopping malls. I take pictures on beaches. I take pictures on sidewalks. You would be surprised at the number of police and the number of security guards. And these security guards, Phil, I know they do very good work and they're very hard workers. But I think some of these security guards think that they are, probably think they're the French Connection, Popeye Doyle or something.
They're imagine themselves to be cops, huh?
Oh, they do. They imagine themselves to be cops. Say, what are you doing? What do you think you're doing? You know, and what's with all that camera equipment?
And all right, now you go places with you have a lot of pictures of your children.
I have a lot of pictures of kids, yeah, and I'll go to malls and take the pictures. I'll go to, as I said, any place where you've got a nice all-American setting, where you have a good background, where you've got good, obviously good lighting, although I do have some pretty sophisticated equipment.
Well, how many kids have you got?
How many kids? I didn't hear you, Phil.
How many children do you have? And do you say to cop or do you say to the security officers?
I don't have any kids. I don't have any children of my own.
You don't have any kids of your own?
No. But I do take pictures of kids, and that's what I was talking to you about. This man, this gentleman in England.
So you're not taking pictures of? So you're taking pictures of just kids? Are they nephews?
No, I don't have any nephews. I don't have any nieces or anything.
Do you have stepkids?
No. No, my interest is simply in children and photographing them. The reason, Phil, is because they are children don't pose. They're very natural. They're very candid. Whereas adults are extremely self-conscious. Kids are not. And I get great pictures, and I've got volumes of books, photo albums.
I guess the thing that I'm talking to you about here, Art, is that you you're not exactly like this father.
In the sense that was not my that he's a father.
Yeah, because this is a guy that had to explain to the. To the security guard that he was the father of this little boy that he was photographing.
But it's really not that much different. They'll come up to me and they'll tell me you got to leave the mall, and I'll say why. I'm taking pictures here. They'll say, you know, are they your kids? And I said, well, in a sense they are my kids. I have photo albums that go back 5, 6, 7 years of kids.
And let me ask you something, because maybe I didn't understand. You take pictures of children that are not yours?
No, they're not my kids by blood, no, but they are my kids. When he said, are you taking pictures of your kids? I said, yes. He said, well, you took pictures of a black kid, and then I saw you take pictures of I guess he said Chinese, he should have said Asian. And I told him, I said, that's the wrong way to refer to a young Asian child. You just said that was a Chinese child. And he tried to blow it off like it wasn't a big thing. So I took down his name and his badge number. And
No. But before you get to that, he asked you, were they your kids?
Yeah, he asked me if they were my kids. I said yes.
But they're not your kids.
No, they're not my blood kids, but in a way they are my kids.
But for the purposes of that security guard...
Well, for the purposes of what? A security guard that calls an Asian child a little Chinese kid? That your purpose? He's got no purpose in life. That's a guy that is one rubber bullet shy of being out on the street picking up rappers or something, you know. And so he said to me, I saw you taking pictures of a black kid, a Chinese kid, and then pictures of that Polish, whatever that is. And I said, how do you know he's Polish? So I was very upset.
No, but what the officer was saying to you, Art, if you just listen to me, was he didn't believe that they were your kids because they were of three different racial types.
Okay.
So we're not talking about your blood children, are we?
No, we're not.
That's what he was asking. Now, you're out at the mall taking pictures of these children. Are they the children of friends?
Let me explain something, Phil, because I think you're going to get... Let me explain something to you and to your listeners who probably don't get it. I go to malls, I go to amusement parks, wherever I want, and I take pictures of children. And I get them in the most candid shots. You know, a kid will be swinging on a monkey beam, or monkey bar, I should say. Or they're dancing into the bathroom, you know, and you follow them in there with a camera. And what you're doing is you're just getting them in these candid shots, that's all.
Well, now, don't you think that a security guard has the right to ask you?
Wait. Why do you say, why am I different from this man? I know that that was his son. But
exactly. That was his son. You don't know these kids. Okay?
I'm not laying a hand on these kids. I don't know what it is you're inferring to. You're inferring to, or you're. I don't know what it is that you're referring.
You don't know what it is that I'm inferring or referring to.
Yeah, I don't know what it is that you're inferring or referring to, but I have not. I'm not putting my hands on them. All I'm doing is I'm taking their pictures. I don't know them. I don't want to know them.
But you've got, you say, volumes and volumes of photographs of children that you don't know, right?
That I don't. In what sense don't I know them? I feel I've looked at their pictures for years.
In the sense, Art, come on, in the sense that you have never met them, you don't know these children, it's not your son like this man.
You got me on your show to talk about these fascists that are running the security forces at these balls telling me what I get to take a picture of. And the same thing with this guy.
But I didn't know that you were taking pictures of children that are not your kids, that are strange strangers.
See, you call them strange, or this other guy says there goes a Chinese one, but I'm the guy that gets locked out of the mall. How does that work?
I'm not trying to lock you out. I'll tell you what we'll do. Hold the line. 877-876-PHIL is our number. 877-876-PHIL. Your calls for our guest here, Art Griego, as he's... we were talking about a father in Great Britain who was stopped by a security guard and told you can't take pictures of that little boy. Well, it was his own son. And eventually they worked it out. Art has been taking pictures of little kids for a long time. None of them are his kids. They're just strange kids. They're kids in the mall. And he was stopped by a security guard the other day and told that he had to stop and was thrown out of the mall for taking these pictures. He says he has, like, volumes of photo albums. 877-876-PHIL is the number here. The world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry.
Phil, welcome back. The world famous Phil Hendry Show on the line. We're talking with Art Griego, who is a photographer, a studio photographer, as well as a professional photographer. Although you made most of your money as a pilot, right, Art?
I did drill a commercial and charter flights, but retired. I went into photojournalism for a very small local paper here in Santa Monica, and then started doing studio photography, and now I just. You know, because I'm retired, I like to take pictures.
You're taking pictures of little kids?
Yeah, and I, you know, it's interesting. I just finally sort of got the gist of what it is you're inferring here. You know.
Well, look, I'm not inferring anything, Art. I'm not saying that you're doing anything wrong.
Well, you're pretty much walking up to the line. You're trying to say that there's something odd about what I like to do. I'm not doing anything wrong. I just happen to like taking photographs of my kids and putting them in these albums.
You know, okay, so you have pictures. They're not your kids, you know.
I know they're not my kids, but I consider them my kids when they're on the... This is an artistic... And the more that I talk to you, I know the more of a fruit that I probably sound like. What I'm saying is this is something that I enjoy.
Well, what do you do with these albums?
With the photo albums?
Yeah.
I will look at them. I'll look at them.
You take the photo albums out?
Yes. And I thumb through them. I enjoy looking at my kids.
All right, 877-876-PHIL.
Phil, I don't want you to go to a phone call or anything because you're leaving the impression that I sound like some kind of a creep. And I am not. This guy, the father in England, and I are the same guy.
Except you got thrown out of the mall, and he was allowed to continue. He was allowed to continue shopping with his son when they realized it was his son.
And what did I get thrown out of the mall for?
You said that you followed a kid into the bathroom with your camera.
I didn't follow him into the toilet. as I said, that kids, I said that kids are interesting to take pictures of candidly. Okay?
Right, but if you're following a kid into the bathroom with a camera, people are going to have some thoughts.
Okay, who's got the filthy mind now? Me or the grandmother that turned me in? Because that's who did it. There was an old woman about as nosy as they come.
All right, 877-876-PHIL. Let's get a phone call here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show. This is Bill in Houston, Texas. Bill, go ahead. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
Yeah, this guy, I work security, and just listening to this last comment that he made, that the grandmother was a nosy biddy. Now, my main question to this gentleman is, if he's collecting all these photos of children and he says that they're interesting to him, is he trying to sell them to his to the parents of the children, or is he just collecting them and saying, these are my children?
Well, Phil, I resent the implication here that this gentleman is like, I'm some kind of an oddball. You know,
no, what is the answer, though? You know,
I didn't say you were an oddball. You're the only one saying that you're an oddball.
You're saying you're collecting
these photos and you're studying them, but are you offering to sell these photos to the parents of the children that you're taking pictures of? That's my question.
Right, right.
I mean, if you're just collecting them for yourself and saying that I look at them in your Stephen King voice, well, that brings concern to me.
In my what? What does that mean?
Spooky.
Wait,
creepy.
I don't understand it. Well, sir, the only one with any creepy thoughts is you. You're a security guard. You're not, you know, Sherlock Holmes.
No,
I don't know what you
don't. You don't know.
What are your qualifications? What are your qualifications? You don't.
No, let me ask the question. Let me ask the question here. Do you go home with these pictures? Oh, do you try to sell them?
I'm going to sell them. You mean online to some pervert? No.
No, to the parents.
No, I don't sell them to the parents. I don't know who the parents are. I take them home. I put them in my photo albums. I look at them. The gentleman asked, do I study them? Let me say this. They're fully clothed. If I made money off my pictures, I'd feel like I was compromising my work and my integrity. I keep them in albums to look them over. You know, I'll get up in the middle of the night and I'll go in for...
would be that you would find that child's parents and say, I took a photo of you. I think your child is interesting. You would turn it into an art instead of a personal collection that you're anonymous to the parent.
This is coming from a security guard? You're telling me what...
Oh, okay.
Well, that's a laugh.
That's the part where
that's
you don't understand. There are a lot of retired police officers that go into the security business to stay within that field. I mean, just because you say that security guard, you're going to slander security guards, but then it's like you don't want anyone to call you creepy, and what you're doing is basically, you're a stalker. You're a predator.
You're telling me what art is? You're telling me how to be an artist? And you're walking around with your flat feet? Now look,
don't insult this man. Don't insult the man, okay?
Oh, it's all right. It just goes to show that you're defensive for a reason. You feel in your own mind that there is something creepy and that you're doing, and that
you're the one that used the word creepy.
That what you're doing is not totally on the up and up. I mean, if you're not putting it out for the public to see, and you have your personal collection of kiddie photos, and you're putting them on the internet and selling them. You don't know who's out there.
I'm not putting them on the internet and selling them.
Even worse.
And you're the guy that called me creepy. I didn't say anything about that. You said I got a Stephen King voice, which I thought
you. If you're the one that's collecting something for your own personal collection, and then you come on the radio because you like the attention, okay, they're fully clothed. Okay. But who's to say what type of mind that you have when you're easily snapped on this? It's supposed to be an open dialogue.
You put your opinion out there,
but you don't want other people to express their opinion
right.
about how they feel.
Well,
about
I think,
it.
And let me just grab a moment here because I think you're making a good point, Bill. This is just a man expressing an opinion, and Art, you're being very defensive. When you say, I mean, don't you think it's legitimate for us to say, wow, you shouldn't be following a kid into the bathroom?
I told you that I'm an artist, and I take very candid shots. The kid was dancing into the toilet area, and he was unbuckling his pants.
Wait, whoa, 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 whoa. See,
I'm
there.
I'll follow you around
right
into
there.
The bathroom, and I'll just watch you until you, what, undo your zipper and say, okay, now I need to give you your privacy because I know what's going on. The mine worked in
Minneapolis. You work for Minneapolis PD? I guess so.
What is that, some kind of a joke?
Well, that's what they do in Minneapolis, don't they? The cops walk around trying to get a guy to touch them.
What are you talking about?
What are you doing, then? Are you trying to get these kids to touch you? I mean, just like that comment that you're making.
You said you'd follow me into a toilet, into a bathroom, and unbuckle my pants.
Would you like for someone to follow you into a restroom? That's what I said to you. If you're going to be this offensive and you want to argue your point, understand what...
Phil Hendry.
Phil, Art Griego with us. Art is a retired pilot. You know, this all started, this is a conversation, Art, about this father in Sunderland, England, who was stopped by a security guard and told to not take pictures of his own four-year-old son because the security guard thought that this father might be engaged in some sort of pedophilia. Now, this is a father with his own son.
That is my point. This is me with my kids.
No, but these aren't your kids. You're taking pictures of strange children.
They are. Every bit when the police questioned me at my home.
When did the police question you at your home?
I told you that when they told me to leave the mall, the police asked to come to my residence, and I was very happy to let them come to my residence. They wanted in, and I said, that wasn't part of what you wanted. And they said, no. I said, well, in that case, I can't let you in, because they wanted to take my children, if you will, and analyze them as if it was just meat hanging on a hook someplace. These are the children of this new millennium. And when I look at these children, I see the future of our country, and they would turn this into something filthy. They would turn this into something that is so reprehensible and vile that I wanted to assault this police officer, and I didn't, but I knew it was in his foul cop mind, these ideas.
And let's not insult our police, okay?
I knew it was in his mind.
But can I ask you a question?
Who's stopping you, Mr. Hendry? I've been insulted.
No, I don't want to insult you. I wanted to ask you, you're taking pictures of children that you don't know, right?
Yeah.
How do you choose which child you want to photograph?
Well, now you're getting into something that is very, what I call very personal and very sacred. You're asking me what? You're asking me...
I'm asking you just how do you choose which kid?
Now, that's very personal. That's sacred. Those are things that I don't think... You wouldn't ask anybody. You wouldn't have the temerity to ask anyone something as personal and as intrusive as that.
I'm simply asking you, sir.
That is a very sacred thing.
877-876-PHIL. Let's go on to a phone call here. Leo, you're on the Phil Hendry Show with Art Griego. Leo, go ahead, sir.
Well, hello, Phil. I told you, screener, I said, this guy Art is a bit of a wacko. First of all, for not listening to what your story in England was all about. And then as I'm sitting here waiting to get on, I heard the story. Start talking about bathroom techniques. I mean, what the hell is that all about? I mean, it was just getting weirder and weirder. But, you know, there are hundreds of people that are...
I heard the story about the father in England, and it's the same story that I have. My children are being pawed over by the local cops, and I said, don't touch my children. You see, Leo?
Yeah, they're pawed over by the cops?
Yeah, I had my albums with my children in them, and the cop says, who are these? I said, these are children that I've seen. And
right.
I said to me, are you some kind of a weirdo? And that's when I said, you know what, officer, I've never been in jail. Don't tempt me.
You didn't talk to the cop that way.
I most certainly did. And the cop said to me, I have to take this for evidence in case you're some kind of a sick, weird, you know, one of these guys that they get their, you know what I'm saying, right? And so they took my children.
Well, you know, Phil, there are hundreds of people languishing in jail right now.
They took my children from me.
The police have found all kinds of...
My name isn't Phil. My name is Phil. My name is Art.
On their computers.
My name is Art, and I don't have pictures on...
They're just having them on their computers.
You're absolutely right, Leo.
Well, let me ask this guy a question, Phil.
Go ahead.
Hey, Leo.
Yes.
Have you got anything on your computers? Yeah.
Pictures of golden retrievers.
Yeah.
Does that make me a person of bestiality?
Golden retriever, is that code for something?
No,
golden
dogs.
Retrievers are my kids with fur, thank you very much.
Yeah, okay. Okay, you don't think that that's weird, huh, collecting pictures of dogs? You think that's fine. I collect pictures of human beings. I'm weird. You got pictures of dogs, and everybody loves you.
Well,
these pictures
that
help me what?
But the thing
well,
is...
these pictures help me wind down. It helps me get to sleep at night.
What, the pictures of the kids?
Taking a very, very short step from what you're doing to pedophilia. It's a very short step,
Leo,
between just taking pictures of kids and saving them and preserving them and, you know, having album fulls of pictures of little kids that aren't your own. You know, I've got a lot of pictures of my grandchildren.
Okay. What's the difference?
Don't even go there.
Wait a minute. What is the difference? Wait a minute. He's got pictures of dogs and his grandkids, and everybody probably thinks that he's just the greatest thing since the second coming of Don Amici. And I'm a perv? Because what?
They're not your kids, because you never had kids.
You're one step away.
You're the guy that has a computer loaded with shots of golden retrievers, and you're not one step away? Damn.
No, because this guy, along with so many other Americans, breed dogs, they show dogs, okay?
Okay.
Well, when's the last time you heard about a kid show?
A what?
Do they have a kid show at Westminster?
You know
what? Ask about Acorn and their kid shows.
Both of you guys, you're calling me nuts? Here's a guy talking about Acorn having kid shows? All I wanted
to
do...
Yeah, well, you saw the video.
Huh? Look, not all of the kids I photograph are attractive, so it's not pedophilia. You can't call it pedophilia when a lot of these kids put me off with their looks.
Oh, you know, with everything you say, man...
No.
No, with everything you say, you dig it deeper and deeper and deeper. Look, Leo, thanks so much for your phone call. 877-876-PHIL. Here is Ray. Ray, you're on the Phil Henry Show with Art Griego. Go ahead, sir.
Hi, Phil. How are you?
Anything bad.
Everything you say, I'm very good. Thank you very much, sir. Everything you say, you're digging it deeper.
Well, listen, I got one thing I'd like to ask. You know, he was talking about his grandmother reported him following this child into the bathroom. First,
I think
she was on guard, and that's what she should have been doing, because I'd want somebody. I watch my surroundings for things like this just going on. And for another part of it, he can also ask the parents if it's okay to photograph their child. If he's not doing that, he's going beyond what he would call being an artist. I have done that.
I will ask them. Most of the time, they look at me like I'm a creep. And I feel that that's prejudicial and bigoted.
No, you are a creep. I mean, in America, we don't do that. I mean, we don't start into the bathroom and take pictures of kids in bathrooms.
Sir,
that's just not it.
No, it wasn't the bathroom. It wasn't that he was in a bathroom. It was that he was skipping. He skipped into the bathroom, and I thought it was an interesting move. So I, in order not to attract a lot of attention, I skipped behind it with the camera.
No wonder that woman called security.
Why? Because I'm taking a candid picture of a child. Boy, you know, don't you gentlemen realize how sick your minds are? And
the little boy is... Let me get... The little boy skipped into the bathroom, and so that you wouldn't attract attention, you skipped behind him.
Yes.
And then when did you... behind you, she should have had a daggone stick when you walked in there.
Well, you know, Grandma was doing a good job.
I give it a high five for Grandma. Hey, Phil, That's all I got.
You know, sir, I am trying very hard, you know, but if this isn't an episode of Hee Haw, you know, this woman is...
No, look, have some respect.
The lady, I looked around, and there was this old bag eyeballing me up and down. And I said to myself, you know, I know the look. I know the look from... It goes back it goes back centuries, really, in our culture. When you turn around and you look at some old woman with her nose squinched up and her eyeballs set together, and this is a look that goes back centuries. And I knew. I knew then and there that a piece of art was going to be befouled by another member of life's concentration camp guards. Hello?
You know something, man.
Oh, you really, man? What, man?
You know, you're over the top. It doesn't even begin to tell the story of a guy like you. Life's concentration camp guard. That old lady called that security guy because she saw you with a camera skipping behind a little kid into a bathroom. Frank in Iowa City, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Hey, how's it going, Phil?
I get all kinds of insults, I'll tell you that.
Good, sir. Thank you for calling.
This guy, you're a professional photographer, so you can understand, you know, taking pictures of the kids, you know, if you're selling it for advertisement or anything else, you know, that's understandable. You know, catching kids in moments.
I'm not selling it. I'm too much of an artist to sell it. These are photographs
but that's what I'm saying. I mean, when you're doing this for your own personal thing and it's something that helps you go to sleep, and you're following children in the bathroom, you know, you gotta realize you're stepping over the bounds there. You know, it's one thing to be an artist, but it's another thing to invade people's privacy. You know, what you're doing here is not right.
No, I can ask the host. You've got me answering questions. These people are not professional psychologists.
No, but they are human beings. They're people who are out in the... You know something? Let me tell you something, Art. This world would be a better place if the average man, the average woman like Frank or people... took more of an appreciation and a concern about our fellow men. If we look around ourselves and see stuff that's going on, he doesn't have to be a professional. He knows what behavior is threatening.
Oh, really? I'm skipping into the bathroom.
You're skipping into a bathroom behind a little kid?
That's common sense.
Are you going to tackle me for
the
skipping into a bathroom?
A child in the bathroom to take a picture of him. That's common sense.
Wait a minute. Are you telling me you've never gone to a men's room behind a little kid?
We're not talking
not
about
with the camera,
that, man.
Sir, and not with the we're not to take a photograph. Come on, think about it.
You know what?
Even if I sat around, you know, say I had kids and I sat around and I looked at pictures of them to help me go to sleep, and they're my children. That would be weird. Come on now.
That's weird.
You're taking pictures of other children and going and using that to help you go to sleep. Now that's just not normal.
It relaxes me. Okay.
Where do you keep these pictures?
I told you that is sacred.
Where you keep the pictures is sacred.
Oh, you
know,
sir, make a joke out of that too,
sir, Mr. Grego.
It's just weird.
Yeah.
That's just weird.
The things I do are weird. The things I do. What do I do that's weird? What do I do? Okay, is it weirder than living?
You
in
have photographs of probably thousands of people's kids who you don't even know, and you keep them in your personal collection. And you sit there and you use them to help yourself through that night in the middle of the night, or to go to bed, or to thumb through for your own personal.
You guys
objective.
Are thinking what I think you're thinking. You guys are sick. Why are you guys racist against photographers? What,
sir? We're the
ones racist against
censors.
Why are
it's
you racist
sense.
Against photographers?
All right. It's got nothing to do with being racist. Frank, thank you very much. 877-876-PHIL. It's got nothing to do with being racist.
You know, I'm looking at Red Eye right now, and there's a priest on there. There's a priest on there with makeup, and he's talking, and everybody loves his ass. Excuse my language, but they do. And I'm on the hot seat here because I take pictures. And there's a priest, and Gutfield's giving him all kinds of love. Hello?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, so you don't get it, huh?
No, I don't get it. I don't get you. 877-876-PHIL. We'll be back with Art Griego and all these racists and bigots against photographers on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. 877-877-867-6. Phil, Art Griego on the line with us. Art, you've had a very distinguished career as a pilot. Going into photography, it sounds to me like suddenly, your interest is all I'm trying to say. You know,
well, my interests are unhealthy, according to you.
I don't want to say your interests are unhealthy, Art. I think that when you say things like, you know, you don't want to tell me how you pick the kids out because it's sacred, I worry, you know.
Well, thanks very much, but you don't need to worry, okay?
No, but...
No, you don't need to worry, okay? Yeah, I do worry. I got a wife that can worry, and I've got a... What do you mean you worry?
It doesn't sound healthy. Let me go to a phone call here. 877-876-PHIL. Here is Annette in Las Vegas. Go ahead, Annette.
Worry.
Yeah, this is where in California?
Where are you, Art?
Yeah, I'm in Santa Monica.
Right.
Oh, I grew up in Santa Monica. My late husband was an internationally known photojournalist. He's hung in the Metropolitan Museum of Modern Art. But here in Las Vegas,
what did you say about her husband?
He has his work in the Metropolitan Museum of Modern Art in New York City.
I understand. Okay. The way you said it originally sounded.
Well,
she said her husband's work is. Yeah.
Is hung. That means it's displayed for public appreciation. I have over 5 million negatives that I sell out of. Our daughter is a famous. Architectural photographer. I know what I'm talking about. But I'm also a licensed master social work, and I investigate children who have been sexually molested. And you show every classical symptom of a pedophile. I would have to say that if I were making a clinical diagnosis, you are one. Now, pedophiles don't always...
Wait a minute. You got a husband that was in the museum, and your daughter is a this, and you're that. This is absolute slander. This is slander.
Excuse me, no.
And if I find out who you are, I will get those paintings or those pictures as the down payment on the money you'll owe me from a lawsuit.
Excuse me, no.
Wait a second.
I'm an expert witness. I'm sorry. I am protected
How much does it cost to have you testify? I bet you it costs a pretty penny, doesn't it? You're for sale. You're for sale, aren't you?
I work for Las Vegas Metropolitan Police.
Metropolitan Museum Police?
No, I work for
this
Las
woman
Vegas
is confused.
Metropolitan Police Department.
Well, if I
and
told you
taped,
enough, wouldn't you come?
I have taped
you come
your,
and
I have
say
taped
that what
this.
I do is normal.
All right, now hold on.
No,
and that
absolutely
is an expert.
Not normal.
And if I paid you enough, couldn't you sit as my witness and say that I am a normal man? If
no,
I paid you enough.
I can't because I can't lie. I cannot perjure myself.
What do you call lying? If I said to you, Annette, if you came to my home and you looked at the pictures and I said, I've never laid a hand on these kids, I will follow them into the toilet area, but it's not because I want to see anything. It's
no,
just
I'm
I want
sorry.
To get a good
that
shot.
Is abnormal.
Boy, that sounds,
and it is a
that really, it sounds weird.
It is pedophilic. I'm sorry.
Pedophilic?
Yeah.
But, you know, these are words, pedophilic. It sounds like the L.A. Pedophilic Orchestra. You know, it doesn't mean anything. What I'm trying to say is something artistic.
I think, excuse me, my professional diagnosis, and it would have to be very quick, because you show every single symptom of being a pedophile. You are but one thin line from stepping over and harming a child. And I really hope, I'm sorry the Santa Monica police mishandled it. And since I still have connections in Santa Monica,
we don't know if it was the Santa Monica police. Was it, Art?
No, but I'm not going to say who, because I don't need her busy
body nose
sticking in.
Well, they need
all right.
I don't need her calling every cop station in L.A. bothering them at this time of night.
I'll do it when I get to work in the morning.
Oh, wait a minute. I find it very convenient that your husband and daughter are photographers. Now, what are you? Are you a doctor?
I have a master's. I'm a licensed social worker.
Okay, well, you can't diagnose. No, you can't.
Oh, yes, I can.
You can't diagnose. Can you prescribe medicine?
Has nothing to do with medicine. I could recommend you see a doctor, yes.
but you cannot prescribe unless you can prescribe me drugs that can calm it down. And I think you know what I mean by it.
Yeah,
so
I do.
I want to ask this lady. Okay, I want to ask you a question.
So I would recommend you see a medical doctor and that you see a psychiatrist. Unless you want to really harm children and you want to be in jail.
I don't. No, I don't want to harm children. What I really want to do, what if I told you what I really want to do is sleep with you? You'd say no, and you should.
Absolutely not.
Okay.
And you sleep with your
wife. You don't want me harming children, but you won't even let me sleep with you. I question this lady's motive still.
What are you talking about, man? This lady's calling up and talking about something serious.
Okay, and I'm saying, would she sleep with me? And she said no. So how can she lie?
Your wife? One question. Do you sleep with your wife? I mean, have sex.
She doesn't like me. She doesn't like me having the album in the bedroom.
She has every right to. That's a good judgment.
We have separate beds.
Ah.
But
that is classic. That is one of the classic.
Yeah.
It's a marriage of convenience,
Desi,
but it's not.
Desi and Lucy had separate beds. Desi and Lucy had separate beds. How do you feel about that? See?
Yeah, on television.
Yeah, no, not television. In real life. Don't. See, she thinks it's all funny. It's getting touched.
No, she doesn't. Phil Hendry.